Thank you. Please stand together and grab your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. I still have not finished my short series on end times. I'm sorry. I get a little spiritual schizophrenic every once in a while. And actually, I'm going to give a part two of Brother Fisher's message on pillars in the house of God. And what a great message that Brother Fisher shared with us. And I went back and just did a little bit more study on that thought. And it was really an encouragement. And so Colossians chapter 2, you may not have been here, and that's okay. Colossians chapter 2 on Thursday night, verse 18. And I'll do just a little review. Then I want to show you a couple of verses here that I think will help you in regards to the church. And this is Jesus' church. We're just a part of it. We're the body. He's the head. Brother Fisher also, and we'll look at some scriptures that he's the cornerstone, or he's the foundation. Look at verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. And a lot can be said about that, but we won't. Intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not holding the head. Look at that head. That's it's capital there. That's deity. That's Jesus. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints, and Brother Fisher did a great job dancing on the communion table here to show us that the joints are leaders in the church, keep things going, and the bands are also those leaders, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Now, turn over to Galatians. This is another portion of Scripture that was read on Thursday night, Galatians chapter 2. Then we're going to go to Revelation. That'll be some new verses in the Bible that we didn't read. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 8. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 8. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and that's Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, seemed to be what class?
Pillars.
Perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was for to you. Now look over to Revelation chapter 3. Paul referring to these three men as pillars. They're pillars. They're pillars in God's work. They're pillars in the church. Revelation chapter 3. And this is a message to the church at Philadelphia. Okay? It's not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but the church at Philadelphia. And by the way, this was one of those few churches that Jesus didn't have any negative message to give. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. By the way, aren't you glad that Jesus knows our works? Okay. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word as a good church, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but to lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I heard a great sermon once on losing your rewards. We'll look at verse 12. He that overcometh. Can everybody say overcometh? Overcome. Okay, say, what's overcometh? Well, you got a problem. You got a trial. Okay, let me say this. How many have been married 5 years or less? Raise your hand. 5 years or less. Oh, one. There's a newlywed. 5 years or less. Okay, right there. The average marriage lasts 7 years. Okay. By the way, the first few are the hardest. You say, why? You really find out what you got. It ain't what you thought you got. And if you say, I want to get another one, the guy you get, he's probably going to be worse. Okay. The girl you get, she's going to really be worse. So just, okay. There's constantly, there's times overcome in our marriage. There's times overcome with our children. Overcoming is going through the trials of life and passing. But he that overcometh, look at this, will I make a pillar, a what class?
Pillar.
In the temple of my God. You know, there's going to be, some of us are going to be pillars in heaven. That's what he's saying. I never knew this. I've read it. I read Revelation at least once a year, and different parts of Revelation many different times a year. I've heard, this verse is not unfamiliar to me as I read it, but some of us, when we get to heaven, we're going to be pillars. Man, I sort of resolved as I was studying this, like, I want to be a pillar in heaven. Man, I want to. By the way, you got to be a little heavenly minded to get that. You know, when we go to heaven, it's not going to be the exact same for everybody. It's not. But look at this. He that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no... Actually, I was reading a commentary on this. Man, I started... And I said, you know, I'm going to print this out and read it this morning. And I started printing out this morning. And I don't know, I'm so computer stupid. It's pathetic. And I started printing it out, and it started printing the whole book. I'm like, okay, I can't do this. It was just a real good explanation here. But that's okay. We can just read the Bible. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. In the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. There's going to be pillars in heaven. These pillars are going to have like just, it's going to be a really special blessing in heaven. Verse 13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Father, help us to look at your word, and we had some light shed on Thursday night, but might you shed more light as we have a little bit more time on pillars, Christian pillars. Lord, might we not just be a group or a crowd, but help us to be a church, and not only a church, but a church filled with pillars. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Pillars. We see there, Jesus, by the way, I look commentaries and dictionaries, but I like Jesus' definition of a pillar. You say, what's a pillar? Christians that overcome. That's what he said. He that overcometh, I will make him a pillar. And by the way, Jesus makes us pillars. So what are pillars? What's a pillar in the church? Who will be the pillars in heaven? Those that don't overcome. You say, what's that? Pass the test. By the way, you just face it. new Christian, we love you, God loves you, and you got a brothers and sisters that love you, but there's going to be some tests. There's going to be tests. Overcoming, by the way, we give an overcomers award. I don't know if we still, in the school, I think we give it in the college. Who is it? Just somebody that had obstacles and had hurdles and had trials. They didn't quit. They didn't point their finger at God. They didn't point their finger at their parents. They didn't point their finger at their brother or sister. They overcame with God's grace. Overcome. Overcomers, is it Adidas? Is it Adidas that has the new slogan, I'm in? I'm all in. Anybody know? Okay. Is that it, Tim? Do you have Adidas shoes on? Okay, I was going to ask if I can have one up here. I want to see it. In Monterey Park, Monterey Park Church has to move in 5.5 weeks. You say, where are we going to move to? I don't know. But we're going to overcome. And I met with the workers the other day, and I said, look, guys, here's how it is. We started this church, and the first place that we had a building, we had to move the first week. Too many of our workers left their, I don't know, cigarette butts around. I can't remember what it was. No, it was they could only let us rent for 1 week. And then we rented a building, and I'm meeting with the workers, and they don't know what I'm going to say yet, okay? A couple of them knew, but most of them didn't. And I said, then we rented the Church of God in Christ, and it was wonderful. Black people let us rent, but they have church. And a lot of times they didn't get out until 3 o'clock. And we had church after they had church. And, Yeah, but anyway, and by the way, we were getting some of the crumbs, all the church, you know, but we said, you know, we had to find another place. Then we moved, and I'm telling, and then I said, guess what, guys? I said, we get to move in 6 weeks. Okay? And I explained some of the details. And I said, listen, we could either be people of faith or we can be people that doubt. Okay? And I said, we could be the 10 spies that went into Canaan and came back and blah, 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 blah. Or we can be Caleb and Joshua and say, we're going to go take the land. I said, I encourage you to be those leaders. Okay? And I got Cindy Yu's a Chinese girl. She's in Monterey Park. And she sent me an email afterwards. She said, man, that was great. I'm like, what? And actually, what's it say? The memo on there, what is this? Subject. And the subject said, I'm all in. She said, I'm all in. I don't even know. She's Chinese. I don't even know if she knows what that means, but I think she does. She says, I'm all in. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what God's going to do. This is great. I think she's a pillar in the making. You say, what do we got to overcome this, you know, in 5.5 weeks, and then it'll be, you know, 5 weeks, and it'll be 4 weeks. But, hey, listen, this is God's church, and we're going to overcome. Amen? My son sent me an email last night, and he said, you know, Dad, every year at this time, and one of these years it probably won't be, but we pray and we say, what can we give, and what can God do to give to me, give through me what he might not give to me so that we can finish the building? And he said, my wife Jennifer had a letter or a little card, and on the card it said something, and she said, I just want to let you know that I'm all, this was to her husband, she said, I just want to let you know that I'm all in. And she had her wedding ring in there. She said, if you want to give this at the building banquet, go ahead. I'm all in. And I think he said, no, I paid for this. You can't give that away. So what's a pillar? A pillar is someone who's strong and stable and unwavering. These are some of the definitions that I got. Unwavering. They're I'm all in Christians. Christian pillars are those who overcome difficulties with grace and Christ-likeness. I think of Mrs. Somali Ross, and she lost her baby. And then in the procedure, she had major, and to this day, she still has physical difficulties. But she still has a Christian smile. She's not bitter at the doctor. She's not bitter at God. You say, what is she? She's an overcomer. She's a pillar. By the way, those are the type of Christians you want to hang out with. Everybody's going to have a problem. Everybody's going to have a difficulty. Say, who do you want to hang out with? You want to hang out with those pillars. They're overcomers. They're people that when the problems come, they grab onto God. They don't get bitter at God. And they say, I will, though they might not use this terminology, I will be a pillar for God. Amen. David was a pillar. Brother Fisher, maybe you didn't catch it. He didn't elaborate on it. On Thursday night, he said, you know, Saul lived in a world of imaginations. Saul kept saying stuff. He'd come to his son Jonathan and he'd say, yeah, you know, why are you conspiring with David? Jonathan, by the way, don't live in a world of imaginations. If you don't know it, don't say it. And Jonathan's like, what are you talking about? And he says, yeah, David's out there in Adullam's cave and he's in the forest and he's running and he's all over the place. He's not trying to conspire and he's not trying to do an overthrow. But David just said, I'll do what I can to be the Christian that God wants me to be. He was an overcomer. He was a pillar. Christian pillars are those who overcome. And again, there's going to be difficulties in life. Face it. Look, let me say this. Should I say it? Whenever I say that, about three people will send me an email about this. Not this. I've never said what I'm gonna say right now. Do you know a lady when she between 40 and about 60? There is a possibility of her having a very big problem. I'm serious. Menopause? It's a time. Don't get quiet on me now, guys. Someone say amen or throw a tomato up here and say, I'm with you, preacher. I'm all in. Thanks. Where's your wife? How old is your wife? No, I'm just kidding. She's in the nursery. Brother Panay said, some start when they're 30. What are you trying to say? By the way, men, you say, what's the key to my wife making it through that time? You be a pillar in your family, and you be a pillar, and you help your wife to be a pillar. You say, what happens during menopause? Typically, and I'm not an expert at this, and if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say, you say, what happens? Typically, what happens is emotionally, they start saying things that are deep down in their heart. I hate you. On your 30th anniversary in Hawaii. I talked to a man recent months. I can't say this. I got to get on. No, I can't. Brother Myers, I can't say it. Oh, I'm already in? I can't say it. I don't have the guts. I'm not as manly as you think I am. You guys, you're okay, but your wives aren't okay with this. Anyway, pillars. Christian pillars are those who overcome difficulties. By the way, Brother Myers and Miss Myers, they're pillars in our church. 25 years they've been here. And by the way, they've gone through difficulties. They went through a big difficulty with one of their children. And by the way, I met with Brother Myers on a regular basis. He didn't get mad at God. He didn't get mad at his wife. By the way, he didn't get mad at the church. By the way, moms and dads, we are responsible for our own children. Noah's children made it in the most pagan, ungodly culture in the world. Now, they were the only ones that made it. But you know, one of the reasons and I'm so proud of his child that, and he's here this morning, and I don't think he minds that I'd say it. I'm so very proud of him. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why they're overcomers. Because mom and dad stood like pillars. And by the way, it may be you that's next. And the question is, will you be a pillar? Or sometimes mom and dads blow their whole family apart, and they blow their marriage apart, and they blow the younger children apart, and they blame God, and they blame this, and they blame the youth pastor. No, be a pillar. Pillars are those that make it, and they go through it during difficult times, and they stay faithful to God. I told Brother Myers, I said, you know why things are so... And look, I unfortunately, as a pastor 24 years, it happens. I said, you know why things under the circumstances have gone so well? It's because of how you and your wife have handled it. And the question is, church, how are you going to handle it when your wife is diagnosed with a fatal disease? Brother Albert and Susie, 9 children now. 2 bouts with cancer. See, what's happening? God's making them pillars. No blaming God, no blaming this. Pillars. Pillars are those who overcome difficulty. I don't know about you, I want to be a pillar for God. Pillars are rewarded. We saw that in verse 12. Look over there, Revelation 3 again, verse 12. Man, this I started reading this, just meditating. I'm like, man, I want to be a pillar. You know, they got the little slogan, I want to be like Mike. Not me, I want to be a pillar. I want to be a pillar in the church. I want to be the pillar in home, my home. But one day I want to be a pillar in heaven. That's what he says there. Verse 12. Him that overcometh. Verse 12. Him, Revelation 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. These are like special, almost like special privileges in heaven. And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Pillars are rewarded. By the way, no doubt if pillars are rewarded in heaven, they'll be rewarded down here. I was thinking, there's so much. By the way, our church... we have more pillars in our church than ever before. We've got a bunch of pillars in our church. You say, who are they? Well, again, pillars are proven. When you're a new Christian, you can't be a pillar. You say, why? Because every difficulty is what's building and making you a pillar. Now that we're a church 24 years, a lot of people have gone through, and by the way, not everybody passes, and that's here nor there. It's just, but personally, there's people that have gone through difficult times, and they still walk with God, and they stay close to God. They don't get bitter. They don't get upset. They are a pillar, but pillars will be rewarded. I was just thinking of Bobby and Gloria. Bobby and Gloria, are you here? There you are, back there. How come you're so far back in the church? You want to be by the pillar. Okay, I got it. Just good. They've gone. By the way, we think, brother so-and-so's never gone through any trials. There's no such thing as brother so-and-so that's never gone through any trials. Now, a lot of people, they just keep their trials to themselves, okay? And they might maybe get some advice and counsel, and you don't know what people are going through right now. Brother Charlie, stand up, Brother Charlie. Come on, stand. Hurry up, stand up. Brother Charlie, number one, I like his voice. Okay, he's got like a radio voice. His grammar, now I'm not an English grammar, but his grammar is really good too. Okay? The guy got him a good, I don't know how you got her as your wife. He's got him a good wife. His mom is saved over here. She had heart problems. She got saved, faithful to church. Man, but let me say this. Now you don't know this, and now I'm not gonna tell you, but he might be going through right now the trial of his life. Okay? You don't know that. Everyone's going, I wonder what it is. Have a seat, Charlie. You can tell him later. Obesity. But Brother Bobby was thrown in prison in Saudi Arabia for having an underground church. See, what did he do? He overcame. Maybe that's why he has 2 really godly daughters. Wonderful daughters. By the way, Brother Bobby, you can have a son if you want. You got to carry on that name. You know that, right? Okay, let's get with the program, Abraham. Anyway. Pillars are rewarded. That's what he said. He said, listen, he's going to reward those pillars. Number three, every family needs a pillar to lead their family. Every family needs a pillar. The Bible says that the husband, as Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of the home. See, Pastor, what's wrong with America? I'll tell you what's wrong with America. This is not original. We have weak communities. Our nation is weak because we have weak communities. Our communities are weak because we have weak churches. Our churches are weak because we have weak families. Our families are weak because we have weak men. By the way, I love to see men come to church. We don't do it that often, but one of my favorite things we do in the church is men's choir on Sunday night. You say, why? I just like to see men in church on Sunday night. Men, you need to be a pillar in your home. Well, my wife is 50 and she's going. You need to be a pillar in your home. Well, my son, he's 12 and he said if he does. You need to be a pillar in your home. So it's a pillar. That first trial that comes, but maybe you newlyweds, you're newly married, and you say, what's that first? I don't know what the first trial. Maybe you find out your wife can't cook. That can be a trial. Maybe you find out your husband snores. I can't sleep in a room when someone snores. You know, it's surgery or one of those little things, clothespins. Something. Every family needs a pillar to lead the family. That's a godly husband, if you have children or father, sold out to Jesus with godly wisdom that knows how to deal with problems in a godly way. By the way, girls, let me throw this out every once in a while. You single girls, you marry a pillar. You marry a pillar, or at least a pillar in progress. Well, I want a guy that has white. Forget the white teeth. They're going yellow eventually. And then they'll become white when he gets brand new ones, when they're taken out, when he gets false teeth. Forget the white. Well, I want one that's cute. You know, I always say this. You want something that's cute, go get yourself a puppy dog. Just go get your little pugs or something. You better get some guy that's a man of God. Amen. That when the problems come, he doesn't run. I'm sorry. We got too many baby boys that are now 25 years old. Yeah. Well, you know, no, he's not a baby. His muscles have nothing to do with anything. Now, I know some of us are manly and we have muscles, okay? It's not muscles. It's not how much weight you can lift. Here's the question. What does he do when problems come? Girls, God, and I know this isn't popular, God created you to help a man be successful. You were created. If you're going to be married someday, unless God's called you to singleness, you were created to help. You say, well, you know, this part is not for you that are married. This is for single girls. Find a guy that's godly, that's going somewhere, so when you get married to him, you'll be excited about helping him to where he's going. Some of you are going to marry some guy, and the only thing you're going to help him do is play video games. See, what do we need? We need some young men that are pillars. By the way it starts is you train them when they're little boys to be a little bit emotionally and mentally, and of course, for sure, spiritually tough. We got a bunch of big boys that are a bunch of big wimps. Well, yeah, but he's 2 hours over at the, LA Fitness? Folks, it doesn't take anything to go like this for 2 hours a day. But it does take some spiritual fortitude when a problem comes to get on his knees and to say, oh, God, teach me, and maybe get the right advice and get the right counsel so that he doesn't take you down the wrong river. We need some strong pillars in our families. Find a man on the mission. Married men need to be pillars in your home. Trials prove if you are a pillar. And again, occasionally I mention Oscar and Maggie, and just what a wonderful couple. Man, I'd pay dollars out of my pocket to keep them in this church until the day Jesus comes back. You say, why? They've gone through so many trials, and they have a smile on their face. But how many kids they have? Five? Six? Anybody? We usually quit counting at six because we forget all their names. They got a bunch of them. How many? Six children. You know what they're going to do? By the way, all their boys are named Oscar. Oscar and four heads turn. One of them, their middle name is Meyer. No, I'm just kidding. Oscar. By the way, I like that. Obviously, mommy likes her husband. Oh, you're right over here. There's the biggest Oscar right there. Amen. You know, the good thing is, all those boys are going to grow up and be just like their dad. By the way, that's the test right there. Do you want all your boys to grow up and be just like you? No! Well, I'm sorry, that's what's going to happen. So, how can I change that? Look in the mirror and say, God, help me. Serious. Lord, help me. I know there's some prodigals, but most of the time they end up just being like good old dad. Moms and dads, train your little boys to be pillars someday. Every church needs pillars. Brother Fisher talked about that. Ephesians 2:9, we read, and when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me. That's what Paul said. He said, man, I got these three guys are pillars. How'd you like to be identified? And here again, there's no deity here. These are just men. These guys are pillars. You know what I'd like to be if I was a member of the church? You know, I'm a pastor. They call me pastor. They call me other things behind closed doors, but pastor. You know what I'd like to be called? That guy right there, he's a pillar. This guy over here is a pillar. George Marino, he's a pillar. Ryan Rawl, he's a pillar. I'd like to have my name as, well, you know, he's a son. No, I'm a pillar. Brother Fisher talked about joints and bands. He said, what do? They help the whole church. One pillar can just help a bunch of people. They help the body. Solid people that know how to deal with problems. Stay faithful to God. Don't get a bitter spirit. Think of Jerry and Danny Sin. We got a lot of sin in our church. We got Jerry and Danny Sin. We got Ratana Sin. We got Courtney Sin. All the sin. We got Chan Sin. This pillar has been here over 20 years. You say, Pastor, have they gone through problems? Yeah. Brother Ratana has been here. He was here the second week, our church. He was 8 years old. He was here the second week of our church. Stayed faithful. So they didn't have any problems. They've had problems. You say, what have they've overcome? Brother Jerry, man, he's been around here a long time. Long time. He's been through it. Listen, he was early days. Those we call those the good old days. We call them good old days now. Those were the bad old days. We're not rich now, but we were poor. And when we first started, we were in some areas that people, half of you wouldn't even go to church there. He says, what? Pillars in the church. Mr. Chan Sin, that's Jerry's dad. By the way, I call him a pillar. He's one of those guys, I call him, he's a pillar. Stayed faithful through many, many, many trials. Just a pillar. By the way, a church like ours, Brother Fisher alluded to this, needs new pillars all the time. You say, why? Some go to the mission field. Some move. Some die. Some go somewhere else. You say, what is, like Brother Fisher said, no man's irreplaceable. Okay, I go to heaven, I'm irreplaceable. No man's irreplaceable. You know what God's doing right now? I'm confident. I start meditating on this. I'm like, wow, it's exciting. You know what God's doing right now? He's raising up new pillars. Bunch of them. Right there. Oh, you're an old pillar. New pillar right here. Right there. This man is very faithful, very stable. Let me say this. Gone through a lot of trials. He preached one Thursday night, but we only gave like 15 or 20. Have him tell you about his college days. How many times my brother offended him? I know a lot of us, we have a little card, you know. How many times that brother, you know what that was? That was training to be a pillar. You say, what are pillars? How many guys were in the military? Anybody, you know, Chuck was a drill sergeant, a Marine drill sergeant. You ever wonder why he's so nice? See, what are they doing? They're training the best, the elite. Churches need pillars. And then we need new pillars. You said, who are new pillars? New pillars are like, they're guys that are like, I'm all in. I'm in for God, whatever. Listen, I'm in the Filipino ministry. Brother Ray, you tell me, you say walk, they say how fast. You say jump, they say how high. You say, listen, we're not man-centered. No, but we're going somewhere. We're doing something for God. Pillars. Need new pillars in the church. Thank God for the new pillars. I mentioned, I gave her, it's Karina Southerfield. I said Southerton. I can't remember my children's names. She's a new, and she's not here today. She's a new up-and-coming lady pillar in our church. Fantastic. I just watched her for a little bit. I said, Mary, invest in that girl right there. She has a heart for God. By the way, she's gone through all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. She's going through one right now. Oh, Brother Arnell on the front row. Did you work last night? Or you don't have to work on Saturday? You did. Brother Arnell, brand new. I don't know. Brother Arnell might be in prison next week. I don't know. He showed up here on Easter. He told me his testimony yesterday in the construction site. He said, I was looking for a church like this. I just couldn't find it. He said, when I found it, I'm like, this is it. This is it. This is the type of church that I want to be a part of. Amen. He said, we won 3 souls to Christ today. Amen. By the way, he works Friday night, works third shift, gets off, comes over here. He was sizzling. I don't know, Brother Arnell, like I said, you might be in prison next week, but I see you as a possible future pillar in this church. Let me say this. Some of us, we used to be pillars in our homes and in our church, but we're not. Let me say this. God can make you a pillar again. The fact of the matter that you're not a pillar right now, and maybe you used to be, may be the opportunity to God that God is using to make you a better pillar. You say, why? Because pillars, they hold things up. Pillars hold people up. They hold families up. They help people. And you say, what is the overcomer that Jesus said, I'll make you a pillar? And what is he saying? He's saying, listen, that trial that you go through, someone else is going to go through it. And then when you go through it, you're going to be stronger. And then when someone sees your strength and they're falling apart, they're going to go to you and you're going to help them. What's the message? The message is this. Hey, single guys, are you a pillar or are you a video game player? You say, why do you get on video games? Because I see my children. They always want to use my phone. I said, you don't have a girlfriend yet. They want to play video games. I say, go read a book. Go read the Bible. Go do something constructive. Sitting there for 3, my kids play. We played yesterday. I don't know what we played. I know we did. You know what we did last? I hope this isn't ungodly. We watched Ma and Pa Kettle. How many know what Ma and Pa Kettle? Remember that, all you old timers? Okay, we got some popcorn. We We pop the popcorn, then my kids get like a big thing of butter, and they put it in the microwave, and it makes like a bowl of butter, and we pour it on there. It's good for your arteries. Let's bow our heads for just a moment.